The Art of Living a Life You Love. Chapter 10. A dream is a wish your heart makes. If one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live a life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. Henry David Thoreau. Doing work you love often creates a desire to do even more with your life. By taking actions that move us toward our own dreams and heart's desires, we create a life we love. What are your dreams? You can start by imagining things you would love to do, be, see, have, or give. Allow your imagination to run wild at this point. You will need to take the actions that will create your dream, but first you need to decide what would be most exciting for you. What do you dream of doing? What does your heart desire? Each of us has our own ideas about what would make life exciting and fun. Whatever you most want to do, be, have, and give, it's important to enjoy the journey of your life. I've learned that as you move in the direction of your dreams and heart's desires, it feels good to savor the moments of your life. And as great as it can be to achieve a big goal or create a heart's desire, the most important thing is to be able to enjoy your life each day. In this chapter, you'll get to decide on some dreams that you want to achieve and remember some heart's desires you would love to come true. Later in this chapter, we'll talk about setting some clear and inspiring goals. Right now, I want you to think about what you want to do, be, have, give, and how you want to live. Think about what would make your life feel exciting and fun. Take action right from your heart. Start a list of dreams, things you'd like to have be true for you. Dreams can be of all sizes, from small to big. The important thing is for you to have a list so you can add to it as you think of more things you would like to experience. Begin your list on the lines in the book. If you want more room, continue your list on the pages of notes at the end of the book or in your journal. Is it excitement? If it's so exciting to move toward and achieve big goals, dreams, and heart's desires, why do so many people give up on their desires, dreams, and goals instead of moving forward? The reason is usually that they feel some fear or a lot of fear and decide to give up. I used to do whatever I could to avoid any feelings of fear. In the past, if something I wanted was scary to me, it felt easier to let go of the desire than to deal with the feelings of fear. Now I know that fear and excitement can feel very similar. Excitement usually means I'm feeling at least a little bit of fear, but the prospect of doing whatever it is seems so attractive to me that it's luring me forward. Have you ever let fear of the unknown stop you? Have you decided that living a life that is known is better than feeling the fear that the unknown can cause you to feel? If you have let fear stop you from going for what you want, there are some things I've learned that can help you feel good and start moving forward and show up for what makes your heart sing. It's your life, your choices. You can make the choice to have fun on your way to achieving your goals. Do it anyway. As psychologist and author Susan Jeffers says in her book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, you'll always feel some fear when you try something new. The people who do what you dream of doing have reached their goals because they made the choice to do it anyway. If you want to keep growing as a person, you need to do it anyway, too. Excitement and fear can feel very similar. Excitement is usually some fear mixed with a heart's desire. I remember hearing about two performers who had the same description of how they feel before they get on stage to sing. They were both well-known and well-loved singers, and as the story goes, one calls the symptoms, such as sweaty palms and a nervous stomach, fear. The other singer gets the same symptoms and calls them excitement. When you change your focus, your feelings can change from fear to excitement. Excitement neutralizes fear. We are the ones who assign meaning to what we are feeling. How can you tell the difference between fear and excitement? The difference for me has to do whether I feel both excitement and fear. Excitement usually has some fear mixed in, but if you make the choice to focus on the excitement you feel, it begins to expand and can neutralize the fear. By focusing your attention on what you're excited about, it becomes larger in your mind and the fear begins to fade. Once you begin doing the exciting thing, you can become so involved in the moment that you only feel the energy of the excitement. I've found that when I start worrying about the past or worrying about the future, anxiety about mistakes I've made or could make, I forget things and become self-conscious. As an example, when I'm giving a speech or singing a song, I do my best to stay focused on the present moment. This allows me to have fun and connect with my audience. Staying focused on the present moment helps me enjoy the experience and create good memories that can inspire me for the next time. If my goal is something exciting to me, I know that the excitement can neutralize the fears I feel. For example, when I decided to take a writing class in the fall of 2001, it was both scary and exciting. The first night of class, I felt both feelings, but as time went by, I found myself feeling more excitement and less fear. What does it feel like if only fear is present? If I only feel fear, it's usually because there's no feeling of excitement to neutralize it. For example, my husband likes to ride his dirt bike on trails in the country. It scares me to be on the motorcycle. There's no feeling of excitement about it for me. It's not my goal and it doesn't feel fun to me. I know if it were exciting to me, the excitement would neutralize my fear. When something only feels scary, it usually is something someone else thinks I should do. Doing something to please someone else can feel scary and at times can also be dangerous. If you pay attention to how you're feeling, you'll know when it's best to say, no thank you. Ask yourself, does this feel exciting to me? If your answer is yes, your excitement will neutralize your fear as you begin to move in the direction of your heart's desire. If your answer is no, it's likely it's someone else's goal or desire for you. It's also possible that you feel no fear, but you feel no excitement either. If this is the case, you probably don't care about it enough to do it. Remember, to feel good, you need to do what feels right for you. If a goal is what someone else wants you to do, it is a should instead of a goal. There's no excitement in a goal that someone else wants you to achieve. Shoulds are what make you feel only boredom or fear. Excitement comes from your own dreams and heart's desires. A heart's desire is something you feel excited about doing, being, having, or experiencing. It's something you long to do. It's important to you, and you can picture it clearly and feel very inspired by it. A dream is something that is important to you, but you might not know when you want it to happen or exactly what you want it to be. Dreams are a bit like dreams you have while you're asleep. You can see, hear, and feel parts of them, but if they feel too distant, you won't feel inspired to take action on them yet. Big and beautiful mountains. Dreams are like big, beautiful mountains that you feel inspired to climb. The challenges you overcome and the growth you experience are part of what makes it feel good to achieve your dreams. Being a mom is an example of one of the big and beautiful mountains I was inspired to climb and am still climbing. Writing this book is like climbing a big, beautiful mountain, one goal at a time. I know there are still plenty of mountains left to climb, and I intend to enjoy the journey for each one. I have an audio program by Mark Victor Hansen called Dreams Don't Have Deadlines. In it, Mark points out that a goal has a deadline. He suggests that you can have as many dreams as you want because dreams don't have deadlines. What I understand him to mean is that you can go for your dream when the timing feels right to you. Did you make a list of dreams as was suggested earlier? If you have a list of dreams, you can choose the ones you want to do now and save the rest for later. Some think it will take too much time and energy to go for their dreams, but the energy you need to develop a dream will come once you decide to let yourself go for it. Feel the excitement and do it anyway. If you want to keep growing as a person, then you'll need to feel the excitement and do it anyway. You'll want to focus on the excitement, the fun, the feelings of connection and joy you will feel by doing the things you want to do. That is what I have learned to do when I begin to feel a mixture of fear and excitement. The kind of excitement I'm talking about is related to doing things you've always wanted to try. Please understand, this isn't about doing stupid things that can hurt you physically. I'm just suggesting you keep challenging yourself mentally and emotionally by taking action toward things that seem out of reach but are truly exciting to you. This can become a positive habit. Feeling the excitement of your dreams and heart's desires gives you energy and can help you feel fully alive. Remember, you only have to take the first step to get started. Feeling inspired. I've heard Wayne Dyer say he carries a quote by Patanjali about inspiration with him to remind him of the power inspiration can release and create. I have copies of it in my office and at home to inspire us. I've also included the quote for you here. Inspiration. When you're inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all of your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitations. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive, and you discover yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be. Patanjali. The words in the Patanjali quote are as true today as when they were first written. How does hearing it make you feel? Does it inspire you? Does it encourage you? Notice that it says, dormant forces, faculties, and talents become alive. The abilities you need to achieve your dreams may simply be dormant. They can come alive and be further inspired by a purpose that comes from your heart. When you feel inspired, you're able to find the ability to be persistent and patient. You begin to use the cheerful, grateful, and loving parts of your personality to create the outcomes you desire. Your passion for your purpose has the power to activate forces in the universe that will help you achieve your dreams. In his inspiring book, Wisdom of the Ages, Wayne Dyer has this to say about it. What you need will show up. The right person will be there on time. The phone call will come. The missing pieces will be brought to you. You manage the coincidences of your life, which sounds paradoxical, but when you enlist spirit by being inspired, the ancient proverb applies. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When I am inspired by my purpose, I have noticed that I do seem to manage the coincidences in my life. And when I enlist spirit by being inspired, I do attract the teacher I need at that moment. For example, when I began to feel inspired to write a book, Leslie Keenan showed up in my life. Meeting Leslie came about by some interesting coincidences. Our bookkeeper was at our office on a Thursday afternoon and casually asked me if I had heard that Wayne Dyer was going to give a talk at a local bookstore the next day. My excitement grew when I found out it was true, because Wayne Dyer is one of my favorite authors. In fact, I consider him to be a mentor and a treasured teacher in my life. I decided to go early to get great seats, and my brother Dwayne went with me. While we were waiting, I picked up the bookstore's newsletter and saw two classes that were being offered there. One was called Is There a Book in You? And another was called You Can Complete That Book. Both classes were being taught by a woman named Leslie Keenan. As I read what was said by her past students, I felt excited because she sounded exactly like the teacher I had been hoping to find. At that point, I knew there was a book in me that was wanting to be written. As I listened to Dr. Wayne Dyer that night, it was on Friday, September 7th, 2001, I felt my desire to write a book grow into a burning desire. My intuition told me to take the class, You Can Complete That Book, with Leslie Keenan. Wayne Dyer's words that night inspired me to begin reading his new book, There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The next Tuesday was September 11th, 2001. Reading Wayne's words in his new book was the best thing I could have done to feel hopeful after that day that changed our world in so many ways. The events of that day, combined with finding out that my cousin Linda, who was my age, and my high school boyfriend had both passed away suddenly between the night I saw Wayne Dyer at the bookstore and 9/11/01, made me realize that life as we know it can be gone in an instant. None of us knows how long our life will be. During that week, I realized the biggest regret I would ever have would be if I never even tried to write the book inside of me. The events in my life during the month of September 2001 inspired me to begin working on my book. Lost in Space, Found in Time. My husband, Dudley, has always loved music. He was in rock bands before, during, and after high school. He studied design and photography at Art Center College of Design, and then toured with two of his bands before starting his graphic design business in 1980. Dudley is a talented graphic designer and photographer, and he enjoys the work he does for his clients. But his heart's desire has always been to play music, to write more songs, and to have them recorded. Music has always been a passion of his, and he dreamed of having albums of his songs. A few years ago, I encouraged him to take a songwriting class. He got excited when he found out that the man giving the class would evaluate your songs if you recorded them and brought them with you. As it turned out, there were three songs on Dudley's tape the teacher wanted to develop. Our friend, Robert Berry, owner of Soundtech Studios in Campbell, California, told us he would record the songs for us. Going to the recording sessions was great fun for all of us. Some of the songs Dudley had started a long time ago, and some of the songs were written while the album was being recorded. I asked Dudley to write a song called Holiday on Earth because I love what Earl Nightingale had to say about our time here on Earth being like a holiday. Earl Nightingale suggests we all do what we feel we're here to do and enjoy the journey while we're here. Dudley liked the song so much that he decided to name the album Holiday on Earth. There are also two bonus tracks on it, which are the first two songs written and recorded by our son Xander. Hearing the songs on the album reminds us that dreams can come true. Sometimes a dream that began when you were young can work out even better if you let it go and come back to it later. As Mark Victor Hansen says, dreams don't have deadlines. The lesson here is that if you keep believing and take inspired actions, when the time is right, your dream can come true. Remember the word imagination and let your mind soar. Earl Nightingale. Believing in our son's dreams. When our son Xander decided he wanted to be a pitcher on his little league baseball team, his dad decided to help him achieve his dream. Beliefs are critical in sports. If you believe you can be the starting pitcher for your team, it seems worth taking the time to practice pitching every day. We were inspired by reading that Derek Jeter's parents helped him learn to set and achieve goals, which helped him become a New York Yankee. My husband, Dudley, helped Xander set and achieve goals that allowed him to become a better pitcher and baseball player. Derek's story also inspired me to do all I could to help Xander learn how to make his dreams come true. Knowing Xander feels good about himself and is enjoying the journey on the way to achieving his goals and dreams is what matters most to me. I was proud of our son for all of his practice, and I was also proud of him for his positive, "I can do it," attitude regarding his goal to be a pitcher. Xander's belief in himself, his positive attitude, and all of his practice worked. He became the starting pitcher and the team's MVP for his baseball team in 2001. It was awe-inspiring to see what happens when kids are encouraged to believe in their dreams. He went on to pitch for the JV baseball team for the first 2 years of high school and then decided to focus on theater and acting. Now, Xander has some exciting new dreams. He graduated from Chapman University in Orange County, California, where he earned his BFA in film production with an emphasis in film editing. Xander chose to study film production in college because he loves film and felt film editing would be a good way to start working in film. Now he's begun his film career and has been working as a film editor on various TV shows in Hollywood. Xander still loves to entertain and perform, and music is still one of his passions. He continues to write songs, occasionally plays music in clubs, and at some point may decide to have his own band. It is my intention to keep encouraging him to follow his heart and live his dreams. I want Xander to be happy and to enjoy the journey of his life and celebrate each success along the way. What are your dreams? What big and beautiful mountains would you like to climb? What excites you? What would be fun to do? Where would you love to go? How do you most want to live? Is there something you want to be able to give? What do you think is fun? Who is doing something that makes you feel jealous? What would cause you to feel the joy of giving? Do you know what you most want to be, do, have, and give? You need to have a dream to make your dream come true. You need to focus on a heart's desire to manifest it. You need to know what you really want so you can ask for it. What do you dream of being, doing, having, and giving? Answer the following questions to get you started. Who would you love to know? Where would you love to live? What would you love to do or create? What would you love to be able to give? How would you love to spend your time? Write your answers to the questions in your notebook or journal. Write about your dreams, all of them. What are your wildest dreams? What are some small dreams that would be fun to achieve? Be playful and let your heart lead you as you make your list. Focus on some dreams and heart's desires that excite you, that feel good to you when you think about achieving them. If you're less than sure what you want, get out a pad of paper and a pen or pencil. Take about 10 to 15 minutes and write a wish list. Try to write down all of the wild ideas you can as they occur to you. Answer the question, "What do I want?" as many times as you can during this time. Put your wish list aside and come back to it the next day and the next. Keep adding to it for a few days. After you feel that most of what you want is on the list, go through it and prioritize each thing on the list. As you look over your list, notice whether you have included all of the areas of your life. If you prefer, you can create a wish list for each area of your life. Sometimes it seems easier for me to think about what I want to be, do, have, give, and enjoy in each of the various areas of my life. For example, you might want to have a list for each of the following areas. Relationships. Who do you want to spend time with? Work. What work would you love to do? Money. What would you love to do with your money? Health and fitness. How would you love to look and feel? spiritual well-being? What makes you feel inspired? Personal development. How do you want to grow? Home. What would your dream home be like? Fun. What would make your life more fun? Travel. Where would you love to go? Contribution. What would you love to give? Once you've made each list, it's time to set some goals to help you move toward what you want. Goals focus your thinking. Goals move you toward what you want to do, give, and experience because they help you focus your attention and positive energy on the outcomes you want to create. Goals keep you focused on what you want. Goals keep you moving forward so that you can create your desired outcomes. Goals are measurable action steps that can take you where you want to go. Review your wish list and decide what you want to focus on first, second, third, etc. You can have big, long-range goals that are exciting to you. You can set smaller goals that move you toward your bigger goals and help bring your dreams into focus. Thinking about what you want will cause your mind to focus creatively on what you can do to move you toward it. Goals are choices you make about how to spend your time and where to invest your energy. They keep you moving toward the outcomes you want to create. Life is full of choices. Every day you have choices to make, and if you have no list of goals, you will be living your life the way they want you to live it. If you have no goals and don't know where you're going, your mind can be filled with thoughts of fear, anxiety, and confusion. Your life is always a reflection of what you think about. Decide what you want and visualize taking the steps to create your desired outcomes. Earl Nightingale had this to say about goals. A person who is thinking about a concrete and worthwhile goal is going to reach it because that's what he's thinking about. Goals keep us focused on what we want. They keep us moving in the direction of our dreams, intentions, and desires. Set your goals high. Derek Jeter. Exciting goals inspire you to take action and move forward. In his book, The Life You Imagine, Life Lessons for Achieving Your Dreams, Derek Jeter tells some great stories about why he says, set your goals high. He is living his dream of being a New York Yankee shortstop because he set his goals high. It was setting big, exciting goals that inspired him to set and achieve the hundreds of small goals that would move him in the direction of his dream. Derek Jeter's parents were both very supportive of his dream. They helped him learn how to set smaller goals that would move him along. You've seen how much power the people in your life have to either encourage you or discourage you from moving toward your dream. For now, just remember that if you feel both fear and excitement about something, you have a viable dream that will cause you to grow as a person. Remember, it's up to you to decide to surround yourself with people who want to help you grow as a person. What types of people are in your life right now? Are they people who want to see you achieve your goals, who are happy for you when you succeed? Or are they people who feel jealous and try to hold you back so they'll feel better about themselves? Can you see your dream in your imagination? What is the first big dream you would love to have come true? Did you answer the questions I suggested to you earlier? If not, go back to the questions earlier in this chapter and make some lists. Once you have decided on a big dream to pursue, you need to answer this question. Is my dream out of reach or is it out of sight? If the dream you have chosen seems out of sight, it means you can't see it. You need to be able to see it to feel motivated to take steps toward it. It is possible for a dream that is out of sight now to be merely out of reach once you have grown as a person. As an example, my dream of writing a book seemed out of sight at first because it was something I'd never done and it was such a huge project. But by beginning to take writing classes and learning to show up to write on a regular basis, I was able to turn an out-of-sight dream into one that was out of reach yet seemed possible for me. Setting and achieving a lot of smaller goals helped me be able to see my dream in my imagination. If a dream or goal seems really exciting to you, it's worth the time it takes to start moving toward it by learning, growing as a person, and becoming the kind of person who does what you want to do. If it feels like it's just too big to even try right now, you might want to put this out-of-sight goal on a maybe later list. If your dream seems out of reach, it means you will need to stretch, to learn, to grow, and use your creativity to reach it. Out of reach means it seems like a challenge, and it also seems possible. You can feel the excitement as you reach toward it. If you can see it in your imagination, you can feel the excitement you need that will cause you to do what it takes to achieve it. You can have fun and enjoy the journey as you strive for your big, exciting dreams. The only way to know whether you can do something is to try doing it. Set some small goals and some big goals. Keep thinking about what it will be like over there when you reach your goal. If you want it enough, if you're excited enough, you'll be able to keep trying until you achieve your big, exciting goals and dreams. Focus on what you want. Do you focus your attention on what you want, or do you picture the opposite? Sometimes when we know what we want, we begin to focus on the opposite of it. If you focus your attention on what is unwanted, that is what you have the best chance of attracting into your life. Unwanted results or fears are what many people think about, and then they wonder why they never seem to get what they do want. Making the choice to think about what you want helps you get what you want. What you focus on with feeling, you attract into your life. Fear can be a very strong emotion, and if you make the choice to focus on what you fear, you will most likely get what you fear. I remember watching Michelle Kwan skate in the 2002 Winter Olympics. She fell as she made her last attempt to win the gold medal. After her fall, she had to get up quickly and just keep skating. I became very curious to hear more about how she feels when she falls and how she gets back to her graceful and beautiful skating so quickly with so many people watching. I decided to read a book by Michelle Kwan called The Winning Attitude. In the book, she says she tells herself, "Don't fall," or "Don't even think about falling." What I have learned about using the word "don't" is that your mind tends to ignore the word and focus on the words that come after it. So when you tell yourself, "Don't fall," your mind ignores the word "don't" and focuses on the word "fall" that comes after it. It's amazing how often I hear people tell each other and themselves, "don't," and then attract what they fear by thinking about what they don't want. For example, it happened quite frequently while we were watching our son play baseball. The parents would often yell at the kids, "don't run," or "don't swing," and the kids would usually end up doing what came after the word "don't." When you're under pressure, in a baseball game or while skating in the Olympics, your mind only has time to think about the last word. Because so many people wanted and expected Michelle Kwan to win the gold medal, she was feeling the fear of falling instead of the joy of skating in the Olympics. Michelle was focused on what might go wrong. If she had pictured herself having fun regardless of the outcome, she would have been more relaxed and could have kept her focus on what she wanted to do, enjoy skating and do her best. When you focus on fear and self-blame for past falls, the only thing you attract is another fall. Until we come to the realization that the focus of our thoughts helps to create our outcome, we will continue to let our focus be controlled by our fears instead of by what we desire. Sarah Hughes had less pressure on her during the 2002 Olympics because people were expecting Michelle Kwan to win the gold medal. Sarah ended up winning because she was skating for the pure joy of it. She was feeling positive, excited, and most likely was telling herself, "Just enjoy this exciting moment." Focusing your energy and attention on enjoying the moment and having fun allows you to feel inspired, creative, and free to do your best. Focus on being positive and excited just to be in the Olympics gave Sarah Hughes the freedom to be in the now and to just enjoy every minute of her skating. The joy she felt was obvious. This example shows how thinking about what you want and staying focused on enjoying the present moment can empower you to do your best. Learn all you can from other people. Having people in your life who are role models of successful actions, beliefs, and behavior helps you learn from how they achieve their success. You become like the people you spend time with on a regular basis. And because this is true, it is wise to pay attention to the people with whom you spend your time. Notice whether they are getting results you want to avoid or if they're getting results you want to achieve. We can all make the choice to model the habits, behaviors, beliefs, and actions of people who are successful at the things we want to do. It's important to remain aware of the power of influence and notice the effects of being with the people in your life. Keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Small people always do that, but the really great make you feel that you, too, can become great. Mark Twain. Crabs in a bucket. There is a story that helped me see the people in my life in some new ways. It inspired me to look for the positive or negative influence they were having on me. In the story, it says, if you trap a bunch of crabs in a bucket, they can coexist relatively peacefully, if somewhat unhappily. But if one crab tries to climb out, the others will reach up and try to pull the crab back down. The crabs in a bucket story reminds me of some situations I've been in during my life. There have been times when I felt like I was a crab in a bucket trying to get out. It's easy to picture the crabs in a bucket. So when I come across people who are trying to hold me back, I become very determined to listen to my heart and positive and encouraging friends instead of listening to people who just want me to stay small and be more like them. Do you ever feel like you are a crab in a bucket when you're trying to change and certain people in your life try to hold you back? The people you are with at school, work, or home may feel threatened when you decide to do more with your life. Because they like having you with them, they may try to discourage you from trying to grow. If you grow and change, you might leave. The fear of losing you can cause some of the people you love to try to hold you back, to keep you from climbing out of the bucket and leaving them behind. And sometimes we keep ourselves in the bucket because we want to be with the people we love. The fear of losing people you love, combined with the fear of failing, can cause you to take one step forward and then several steps back. Love is something we all desire, and it is as important to our growth as sunshine is to plants. Feeling connected to other people is such a powerful desire that if you feel you will lose the connection with the people you love most by moving in the direction of your dreams, you will sabotage your efforts in some way. People we love, who love us too, are able to influence our choices, behavior, actions, and beliefs. The more you value your relationship with another person, the more power they have to either encourage you or discourage you when it comes to personal growth and becoming all you can be. Think about the relationships you have with the people in your life. Are there any relationships in your life right now that you might outgrow if you move in the direction of your dreams? If there are relationships you value that can become strained because of your dreams coming true, you will need to find ways to make the transition in a gradual way so the people you love can get used to the changes along with you. Perhaps you can gradually devote more time to doing the new things and ease your way into the new way of living your life. For example, now that I am a life coach, I spend most of my time coaching and writing and only a little time on design work at my husband's design and photography studio. When our son Xander was young, I spent one night a week on my writing class. Then I added a second night when I began Toastmasters. Now I take time for book talks, leading workshops, coaching, and online seminars. My husband has gotten used to having me away for some evenings and sometimes for a few days at a time. Making the changes gradually has helped us feel more comfortable with the changes in how I spend my time. I want to make sure that the time I spend on my book and workshops to go with it will fit well with the life I already enjoy living. Creating a Heart's Desire. In her inspiring audio program, Creating Your Heart's Desires, Sonia Choquette taught me that heart's desires are things you long to have happen. Sonia also taught me that saying the words, "I wonder," at the beginning of your questions to yourself helps you get answers that come from your intuition. I found that when I remember to use the words, "I wonder," it does seem to work like magic. I'll give you an example of how the words "I wonder" help me create a heart's desire. Our son Xander was in a Vector Theater Company production of the play Grease at his school in November 2002. He was cast as Roger and also as Teen Angel, the role Frankie Avalon played in the movie. Watching Frankie Avalon sing Beauty School Dropout in the movie was Xander's inspiration for how to sing the song for the play. Xander's performances were outstanding. It gave me great joy to watch him perform and listen to him sing. One night, the week after the play, Xander and his dad came home and said to me, "Mom, we're on a mission. We heard Frankie Avalon on the radio, and he said to come see him in Greece at the Orpheum Theater in San Francisco in January." I got on the phone right away and ordered tickets for the three of us to see the play. After we got the tickets, the next question we asked was, how can Xander meet Frankie Avalon after the play? We kept asking ourselves that question, and also, who could help us get Xander an invitation to meet Frankie Avalon after the play? About a week before the play, we were still asking the same questions. Then, one day while writing my morning pages, I remembered my teacher Sonia Choquette saying to add the words, "I wonder," to your question to get your intuition working on an answer. The question I asked was, "I wonder how we can get Frankie Avalon to invite Xander to come backstage after the play." A question popped into my mind. What if we send Frankie a photo of Xander singing Beauty School Dropout in the play? And then I asked myself, what if I write a letter to Frankie Avalon telling him about Xander playing Teen Angel in the play and send it and the photo by FedEx to Frankie at the theater? My answers to both questions was, "I'll do it." I wrote the letter telling Frankie that we have been fans of his for many years and asking if Xander could meet him after the show. The next day, I got a phone call from Frankie's assistant with an invitation to meet Frankie backstage after the play. I was so excited I could barely talk, and for me, that takes a whole lot of excitement. Telling Xander he had been invited to meet Frankie Avalon when we went to the play was one of the best feelings I've ever had in my life. We saw Frankie Avalon in Greece, and after the play, we went backstage. Luckily, Xander had listened to his intuition and had asked us to print a photo of Frankie from the internet to bring with us. Frankie signed the photo to the new teen angel, "Your friend, Frankie Avalon." He also posed for photos with Xander. Frankie Avalon is a talented singer and performer, and that night he showed us he is also very kind. We will treasure the memory of meeting him forever. ever. I will always remember the power of the words, "I wonder," when combined with a true heart's desire. What would you love to do? What does your heart desire? Remember the power of the words, "I wonder." Creating a heart's desire with the four P's. My treasured friend Robert Barry told me about what he calls the four P's. They are reminders of what help him create the outcomes he most desires. Purpose. You have to identify a purpose, a dream, a passion, a want, or just a longing for something that is important to you. Persistence. Anything worthwhile is worth working towards. Never give up because the mountain is steep or the path is hard to follow. Patience. You have to be patient. Big goals and dreams take time to achieve. Know you will achieve your goal or dream when the time is right. Personality. Personality can be your most important asset. If someone likes who you are and what you're about, they will do almost anything they are capable of to help you. If they don't know anything about you or don't like who you are, they won't want to do anything for you. Let them know the real you. Robert told me a story of how the four P's helped him teach his daughter, Alexandra, how to work toward big goals. She wanted a horse. That's an expensive hobby and one that's hard to realize when you don't have the space for it. They started by identifying the purpose. The first part of the purpose was to find a place close by that they could afford to board the horse. At that time, a place to board a horse was around $300 a month, and they wanted to find a place for $100. They looked everywhere within a 15-minute radius and found a ranch that boarded 6 horses. When they approached the owner, he said he had no space and the only way a new horse came to his stable was when one left. And that wasn't going to happen as far as he could tell. This is where persistence came in. Robert and his daughter kept going back to see the man once a month for the next 6 months. They had identified the perfect fit for them and had to exercise a little patience. Of course, personality was at play at this point. They let the man know who they were, how they felt about his place, and how much Alexandra wanted a horse. When they visited him, they always offered a smile, a joke, or a candy bar. They were friendly, hopeful, and sincere. The man grew to like them and trust them. One day the man called and sounded excited and happy. A spot had opened up and was theirs if they wanted it. They took the space immediately without even owning a horse. The process started over again. The purpose, to find a horse Alexandra liked. Persistence, travel around and check out horses to find one they could afford. A great deal of patience was required at this point because the stable was just waiting and Alexandra was excited. But personality again became the most important ingredient. Robert found a woman with 100 horses on her property. Robert and Alexandra met with her and let her know what they had in mind. They went back 3 times before she told them she had a horse that would be just right for them. She told them the horse was untouched and perfect to train. This was not what they had planned, but she offered to help them train the horse. The woman told them she'll be riding him in a week, no problem. They took her up on her offer. The horse was affordable because they trained him themselves. He turned out to be a gentle horse, and it was a beautiful lesson for Alexandra in achieving a heart. You might wonder, how did they accomplish their goals without being annoying? Persistence without a kind and thoughtful personality would get very annoying. My answer is that Robert is very kind and considerate. He notices how people feel by paying attention to the sound of their voice and their body language, so he knows when to back off. A great deal of the success that comes to Robert when using his four P's has to do with the fact that he cares about people's feelings and he knows how to make people feel good. They can tell Robert cares about them. A positive mental attitude, a kind and thoughtful personality, along with purpose, persistence, and patience, helped him create what ended up being a win-win agreement, a good relationship with the owner of the stables, and a great experience for him and his daughter. It is important to have all four: purpose, persistence, patience, and personality, when you're taking action towards something you want. I will always remember the four P's, and once you use them, I know you will too. The opposite of courage is conformity. Earl Nightingale. Personality and your attitude. Your personality is something you can keep improving by making the choice to notice how people feel when they're with you. Personality comes from the way you think. It comes from how you feel about yourself, life, and other people. What you say, when you say it, and especially how you say it, influences whether people see you as someone with an attractive personality. People like to be with people who feel confident, are kind, and help others feel good while being with them. It takes courage to be yourself in a world where most people seem to want you to be just like everyone else. But in order to live a life you love, you have to be yourself. Having the courage to be myself has made a huge difference in how I feel about my life. There are still times when I find myself starting to try to fit in and be like other people I care about, but then I remember that only by being myself can I make my own special contributions. Conformity really is the opposite of courage, and by conforming, you can never feel the joy of being the very best you can be. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. Legally Blonde is one of my favorite movies because it's about believing in yourself and doing things that others think are impossible for you to do. The main character, Elle Woods, uses all of the four P's when she decides to go to Harvard Law School to get her boyfriend back. Her friends think she's crazy, and her college counselor thinks she needs a backup plan. But her persistence pays off, and she gets into Harvard Law School. Once she is there, it's very tempting to either quit and go home or try to fit in with the typical law students in her classes. One of the things I like so much about the movie is that Elle decides to be herself even when it's really hard to do. Being herself is what makes her so special. She is kind, beautiful, and much smarter than people give her credit for. In my life, I've been categorized as blonde at times in the same way. It was great to see someone who reminded me of myself and see that by being herself and using her strengths and intuition, she was able to achieve her goals. The character Elle shows us that by believing in yourself, others begin to believe in you too. Elle also shows us that being kind causes people to want to help you succeed. In Elle's speech at the end of the movie, she says, "You have to have faith in people, and you have to have faith in yourself." Having a clear purpose, lots of persistence, the patience to do what is necessary, along with an attractive personality, can help you do amazing things and achieve goals and dreams that at first seem out of reach. And by achieving your heart's desires and dreams, you can show people how to achieve theirs as well. When you follow your heart and see your dreams come true, people will begin to realize that who they thought you were is only a fraction of the real you. You have to be willing to be yourself and listen to your heart. You must also take actions that will get you the outcomes you desire. It helps to be persistent and patient. When you believe in yourself and your dreams can come true. Enjoy creating your heart's desires and living your dreams. You will inspire all who are in your circle of influence to do what they dream of doing and fulfill their own heart's desires. Dream big, enjoy the journey, and celebrate your success. Decide on some dreams that you want to move toward achieving. Think of some heart's desires you would love to have come true. Set some clear and definite goals. Let your mind think about your heart's desires and dreams from all angles. Use your imagination to explore the various possibilities. Remember that most of our limitations are self-imposed. Take action. Learn from your results. Keep learning and keep trying new ways to create your heart's desires. Be persistent, have patience, and develop an attractive personality. Be kind, flexible, and creative. Keep growing as a person and have fun. Teamwork makes the dream work. Share the joy of each success with those who are part of the team. Share the joy and the excitement, and then begin to climb the next big and beautiful mountain you dream of climbing. One of the most joyful ways to celebrate is to share your success. Enjoy the journey of each dream and celebrate your success with people you love. Imagine the joy you'll feel as you celebrate with the people in your life. As it says in the title of this chapter, a dream is a wish your heart makes. Decide on some dreams. Set some goals. Go for your heart's desires. Visualize your dreams and heart's desires coming true. Imagine what you'll see, hear, and how you'll feel. A life you love is a journey. Enjoy the journey of your life. Listen to your heart. Do what you dream of doing and create your heart's desires. Enjoy the time each day while you climb higher and higher up your big, beautiful mountains. In the next chapter, we'll talk about how you can make the best use of your gift of time.